Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
All right, so we're back here. We got a special guest here in studio. Her name is Brooke Anderson, and she is the membership and marketing coordinator for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. We asked her to come in today because it's, of course, it's a slow news day, so what the hell, why not? To find out what's going on at the Brook, listen to me. I've already screwed up. I haven't even started the interview yet.
It's fine. Fine with me. Change it to the Brook Area Chamber of Commerce.
You might actually like that. Yeah. You probably would. Let me check with Kurt on that. Hey, Kurt, how'd you like the... Well, maybe not. Anyway, Brooke Anderson, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Got to make sure these levels are... hold on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So give us, first off, tell the listeners why they should care about you as our special guest. Because the last thing I want to do is make this sound like it's some sort of public service announcement or me sucking up to the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, even though that's exactly what I'm doing by having you on here. So all kidding aside, what exciting, interesting things are going on with the chamber that our listeners need to know about and maybe be part of?
Yeah, so not only with it being December are we kind of coming to our year wrapped up, but also I'm coming on my 1 year anniversary with the chamber next week. So I've officially almost done all of the events. Next week will be the last event, Jingle Fest, that I have not done yet. So many events have happened this year, and we just had our Fantasy and Lights Parade last weekend.
How did that go?
Oh, it was so wonderful. I was very scared.
I thought it rained.
It did, but honestly, the weather forecast looked so much worse than what actually happened.
Oh, you were watching 7 and 9. Yeah,
yes,
I get it.
So it was really just a drizzle, and it was a little chilly, but only 4 people out of the 95 entries pulled out due to weather. So it was a huge parade.
That's great.
So many people came and attended, which I was so thankful because a lot of people get scared if the weather's looking bad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it was a great turnout.
So the big question is, was Channel 7's audio as bad this year as it was the previous year?
I think it was better.
Thank God! It was so bad last year. I couldn't believe how bad. It's worse than my audio. That's how bad 7's was.
That's saying a lot.
Yes, thank you.
I'm kidding.
I hate you already. I'm not.
Thank you.
Anyway, so it was better this year.
Yeah. Cool. I heard reviews that it was a lot better. We tried to do audio check beforehand. That's something that WTRF requested, is bringing a band over.
Yes.
So we had a band come over before the parade started to check levels.
Really? Which
band? And I think that helped. We had Warwood Tridelphia Middle Schools.
Oh, really?
Come over because that's just how the lineup was. They were closest.
Yeah.
Man, I've never been more thankful. I changed my major from middle school math when I was walking them over to sound check. They were so loud. So intimidating.
Really?
I'm scared of middle schoolers.
Wait, there's a story. Don't bury the lead. You're scared of middle schoolers? Did you have a bad experience in middle school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was very bullied in middle school, but it's okay because I'm here now.
Oh, no, I want to hear this. What happened? Was that a Warwood?
Oh, no, I went to Tridelphia. Yeah, and I had a teacher every year that I loved.
You were on the wrong side of the track. Not the rich, the rich kids making fun of you, right?
I don't know.
What happened?
It was just this one girl.
Yeah.
I say I was bullied, but it was just one girl, and it was just girl drama, you know? I think a little jealousy, a little anger. Hurt people. Like, people that are hurt hurt others, and I think she was going through a lot
and
tanking it out on me, so it happens.
Wow. Are you friends now, or did you shoot her, or what happened?
No, she's still alive.
Thank God.
She's still alive, Thank God. We don't speak, but it's all good.
All right. So the parade worked out well. Warwood Middle School band was actually quite good and quite loud.
Yeah.
And Channel 7 actually finally got its act together with, because last year, honestly, I'm watching this thing and I actually want to hear the bands.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I could hear watching on 7 were the drums. That was the only thing I could hear. It's like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then my dad had the great idea watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
So the bands, they don't just walk by the cameras. They actually stage face towards the cameras right. and the microphones.
Right.
And I think for the 40th annual, it would be cool, because 40th annual is next year.
Yes.
And we're trying to get the WVU marching band, some bigger universities,
great.
Hopefully be back to our old route, because hopefully the streetscape project will be done.
Oh, yeah, it should be done any decade now. Thank you, Glenn Elliott. Thank you so very much. How'd your campaign go for... never mind. Anyway, so yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great. What was which band sounded the best? I want to get you in trouble. Let me just suck you into my dark side. Which band sounded the best?
Let's see. Honestly, I was running around so much during the parade, it was hard to hear any of them, but I might be biased, but Wheeling Park High School did amazing.
Really?
I really liked their band, and it was cool because someone I graduated with is now helping direct the band.
Really? Who?
And it's just a
give
full
a shout
circle
out.
Luke Major.
Luke!
Yeah, he did great, so it was cool seeing him do his thing and me do my thing, because we used to be in that parade together at Tridelphia Middle School and at Wheeling Park High School.
Did you play an instrument?
Yeah, I played clarinet
really?
In middle school, and then I did dance team and color guard in high school.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. So what was the most, do they give prizes for the best float?
No, we actually don't do prizes. No. Do you want to judge next year?
Well, no, I never want to judge for this reason, because whoever I pick, mm-hmm. now I make 99 enemies because I didn't
right.
pick them. So you want to pick some judge who doesn't think like that.
True.
But, that's, okay, so no prizes.
No prizes.
How was the turnout with the light rain?
It was great. It was great. I have not heard statistics from WTRF on viewings yet, and I figure a lot of people were watching online because of the rain,
yeah.
but the streets were full.
That's great.
Like, all I saw were people in both directions of where I was standing.
Let me ask you this, because this actually happened a few years ago when I was dumb enough to be in some of these parades for this radio station here, which, by the way, they didn't pay us anything extra for that. We're freezing our asses off of these floats in Steubenville and then and down here. I mean, cold. God, it was so cold. No pay. Oh, you'll do this. This is great for publicity. Give me some money. No, I'm not going to give any money. Anyway, long story short, what are things they said? And I don't know what the rule is with your parade. We were not allowed to throw out candy to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that rule as well?
We do.
Why is that? Because you're a mean adult.
Yeah, we are. We're trying to prevent diabetes.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. It actually, I was the same way, because I was a doubter. I was like, why can't we throw out candy?
Right.
And Bill Bryson, he's on our parade committee, and he works for Uniglobe. And he described the story of 1 year candy was being thrown. And when you throw it, a little bit goes a far way, but it's falling off closer and closer. And a kid ran out and was reaching under the tire of a float, and Bill pulled him from the back of his shirt to prevent him from being run over. And after that, it was like the police department, they didn't want candy being thrown. It's a safety hazard. It's a health hazard because some of the candy comes unwrapped, and then you got kids eating stuff that was on the street.
Oh.
It's just, but you know what we did do this year?
What?
We partnered with Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop, and they were handing out boxes of candy at our tents that were set up for kids and families, whatever.
Oh.
They donated like 200 prepackaged boxes of candy.
Wow. What was in the what was in the boxes?
Because you know, I grabbed one. Let's see. There was little Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? And then a bunch of different flavored fruit chews.
Like mini turds.
Yeah.
Okay, those are Tootsie
That's what
rolls.
It looks
yes,
like.
Yes, yes.
There was suckers, some of those lemon heads, which I can't do sour. So
really?
I didn't. Oh, I can't. I'm a chocolate person.
Ah, you'd love the Fat Apple then. Have you been to the Fat Apple, my client, the Fat Apple in Bridgeport?
No, but I have had so much from there.
You've got to.
I know. I'll go after this. No, they're closed on Mondays, right?
Well, during Christmas, actually, I think they might be. I'm not sure. They might be. When you go there, ask for Dawn, Robin, or Whitney.
Okay.
And tell them Dimitri sent me, and I'm with the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm dead serious, by the way. They'll take very good care of you. If you like chocolate, it's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory in the Upper Ohio Valley.
I love it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
See, my dad's birthday is Thursday. That gives me an excuse. I'll go get him a
punch. Perfect get them a what?
A bunch.
Oh, bunches. Everything. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, no question about that. But the Fat Apple's the way to go. Use my name.
Okay.
And you cannot go wrong. So back to the parade here. You had a good turnout. No candy being thrown. Any problems? I really like problems and controversy and misery. What happened? Any bad stuff happened? Anybody get arrested?
No, nobody got arrested to my knowledge.
Damn it.
Yeah. There was some kids stranded in a parking lot.
Nice. That's okay. Let's hear it.
I think, see, this happened like I was on the route and this happened after the route ended. So I've just heard the story from Kurt is that Kurt, one.
Tell listeners who Kurt is.
Kurt Zendy is the president of the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce.
Very nice guy. Very good guy.
My boss. Great guy. Yeah. He said that one of the floats, instead of turning and continuing up to take the kids to their bus, they made a left instead of a right and ended up in this parking lot. And then they were like stuck there until the parade ended. And they were one of the earlier ones. And so they were just waiting there because they couldn't get back through. I don't know. They had adult supervision, so it was fine. But it was just a bunch of kids on a float, cold. And
how do you make a left turn, right turn? Do you not have enough signage?
I don't know. And I didn't get that whole story. Because when that parade ended, I left for Texas. I was like, get me out of here.
Oh, what? Because you didn't like the parade? Or just
no, I just needed a vacation after it.
Okay. Oh, what's the most annoying, or not the most, challenging thing with putting this thing together? Because you're the one who put it together.
Right.
Yeah. So what's the most challenging thing other than being on the air talking with Dimitri about it?
Well, number one, shout out to our parade committee, especially Bill Bryson, Jody Carter Coleman.
Who else?
Leanne Lander. Let's see. WTRF, Brenda Dainhart. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. The Wheeling Police Department. All of them. I could not have done it without them because it's my first year at the chamber.
Sure.
I didn't even, honest to goodness, like full disclosure, I didn't know the Wheeling Area Chamber put on the Christmas parade.
You've only lived here your whole life.
And I've only participated in it like 15 years in a row.
We need to talk.
I know.
Look, I'm not trying to be difficult, which of course I am. How did you not know this?
I'm not very observative.
Observative?
That's a word. I'm making that a word. Okay. Trademark Brooke Anderson.
Nice. She wasn't being observative. Okay, fine. I wasn't observative earlier today when I screwed up with my math stuff. Did you hear about the math screw up?
No.
Oh, it was horrible. I wasn't being observative of a couple extra zeros. It was a long, ugly story. Never do math in your head. At least that's my rule. Never do math in my head because nothing good happens from that. So you didn't know there even was a parade.
Right.
Jeez.
Well, I knew there was a parade. I didn't know that I would be like in charge of that.
Yeah.
So I'd say the most stressful part was truly just getting all these applications in at once because the applications were open for about 2.5 months.
And everybody waits till the last minute.
Everyone waits till the last week or the week after they're due.
Sure.
Like 2 weeks prior to applications closing, we had maybe 25 and I was freaking out.
Oh, geez.
And then by the end, like I said, we had 95. And I was like, where did all these come from? So that was a lot, like getting all those in. But it all worked out.
That's fantastic. More with our very special guest, Brooke Anderson. She is the membership and marketing coordinator for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce and apparently a very good sport. So we'll try to get some more dirt on whatever's going on. Stay tuned.